Foreordained by Anthony Hope. I don't say, observed the Colonel, that limited liability companies haven't great advantages. In fact, I'm a director myself. It's a big grocery and draw 300 a year, a very welcome addition to my half pay. And for all I know, I may supply some of you fellows with your morning bacon. If I do, it just exemplifies the point I was about to make, which is this. When it comes to limited companies, you never know who anybody is. I could tell you a little story to illustrate that. It's rather a sad one, though. The club smoking room was cheerfully lighted. The fire burned brightly. We each had a cigar and a drink. We intimated to the Colonel that we felt in a position to endure a touch of tragedy. It's some years ago now, he said, but it affected me considerably at the time. Do any of you go to Stretchley's for your clothes? Three of us shook our heads wistfully. The fourth, a young man and a new member whom none of us knew, but who had a legal look about him and wore admirable trousers of a delicate grey, answered the Colonel's question in the affirmative. If I may say so, you and Stretchley's do one another credit, sir, said the Colonel, with an approving glance at the new member's trousers. And I needn't